Today, we will hear a talk on step 11. Please give a warm round of applause to Anthony W. from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi everyone, my name is Anthony. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you, Beacon Group, for having me come out and talk on this step. I really appreciate it. I'm gonna dive right into the step and how it's working in my life today. I'll give you all a little background. I grew up here in Chicago. I'm the oldest of 10, and I can just say life wasn't fun until I got here. I walked in Alcoholics Anonymous at 17 years old, and they locked the doors to a hospital room and told me it was a behavior modification place. I knew it was a great a center for young people with illnesses, mental illness is what I had. And they gave us the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous to read. And I didn't fall in love with it, and I didn't stick around. I came back in here at 18 years old after sleeping on the back porch and showering in a fire hydrant. And sleeping in the back of a car with my mom's, I think she was 4 months old baby. I walked in here on September 11, and that's my sobriety day, September 11. I have a home group. It's the Bronx Big Book Study. They go line by line through the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I have a God in my understanding. It took a long time to get to step 11 because I didn't do the work until I was 15 years into Alcoholics Anonymous after being in a relationship with my daughter's mom and then she leaving and then getting into a relationship with this guy and then he's leaving. And then I find myself living in New York City ready to step in front of the A train because life was so unbearable after having gotten everything that I wanted from being in Alcoholics Anonymous. I remember coming out of the subway and my sponsor telling me I need to find somebody to do a second step with and to find and find someone to do a second step with. And I walked into a meeting on 34th and Madison, 34th and 5th, and I asked this guy for 1 year. I had 17 years of sobriety. And I asked this guy for 1 year to be my sponsor because he was lit up on the inside. Brian had this attitude of like energy. He looked amazing. He was dressed well. He was confident. And he was talking about being sober and having the willingness to go to any length to get there. And being in Alcoholics Anonymous for 17 years, I didn't have no willingness. I thought I was privileged to be sober at that point. It wasn't about, it was more about my ego. And how I wanted people to see me. So that's how I lost everything. And today my life isn't like that. Today I get to sit down with people in Alcoholics Anonymous and read this book line by line. I get to sit with sponsees. I get to walk them through this book and point out some things that I didn't even know and helping and guiding them to find a God of their understanding. I get to sit down and do a fourth and fifth step with them and hear what they're talking about and see myself in their behaviors. This book has transferred my life. So I'm going to get right back right into step 11 where it talks about step 11. We suggest prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy of this matter of prayer. Better man than we have use it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. And it would be easy to be vague about this matter, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. I knew nothing about that. I didn't understand what they was talking about when they said prayer and meditation, right? I didn't understand where they was going with this. I just knew that I had to stop trying to run my life and give it to somebody other than myself. And what happened in that moment when I started to pray on a daily basis, what it was, I read the big book with people and I started to look through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And there's a prayer for every step. And those are the prayers that I started to pray. It took some time, took about 20 minutes when I got up in the morning and hit my knees. But I would go through every page and I got every page in my book highlighted in orange from step one to step 12, where I pray each one of those prayers and it centered me and gave me time to be with myself. It took a lot of time, and there's a prayer in here After making our review, we ask God for forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures would he take. That's after doing a nightly review at night. But I had to say those prayers every day. And I had no idea what I was talking to or who I was talking to. But in We Agnostics, it talks about not letting any prejudice you have against these terms, eternally asking yourself what they mean to you. So I had to find a God of my understanding and identify that. And that's when these prayers became tangible. Everything in We Agnostics, where they talked about this creator of the universe, this power, this God, all of these words that Bill used in that chapter, I had to find those, find out what they really meant to me. And it meant dance, it meant making my bed in the morning. It meant making myself a meal, admitting sitting still and learning, having tea, enjoying the quiet moments and not turning them into unmanageability. It meant my daughter, it meant dance, it meant painting. I would paint for 5 or 6 hours. So I didn't know what that was until that happened. When I found out what it meant to me, it made that God of my understanding tangible. So that's when, after doing a nightly review and after making my review and asking God forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should I take, I had a tangible God to show up differently for my daughter. I got up in the morning and I made my bed. I went to work and I showed up for my people at work. And that was powerful for me because I got to see them light up. I got to see my daughter be happy. I come home and at night my bed is made. It's clean in my apartment. My artwork is all over the walls that I've done. So I get to touch and feel and see and then share with other people, right? So that was my way of meditating. And at night when I start to lay down, I would go through my day and look at where did I fall short? Not what was wrong with me and what didn't I do well, but where did I fall short? And how can I be different the next day? So that's when I lean back into my 10th step. Because in the morning, everything wakes up in the morning with me. The dancer, Mr. Know-it-all, the AA police, this is all my characters, right? The guy that's pansexual, the boy that has a daughter and don't want it. Right, the artist, the young man that works at Starbucks, and now the college student, all of them get up with me in the morning, and somebody got to run a show, and it's not going to be one of them. So what I do is I hit my knees and I go through these prayers, right? So when I go out the door, I have to lean back into the 10th step sometime just to get it together to get through the day. So by the time I get home, I lay down, you guys, and I get to go to sleep. I really get to go to sleep. On awakening, I think about the 24 hours ahead and I consider my plans for the day. So now today, to keep my life from being so unmanageable, because I always can go back to the first step and create unmanageability in my life when it's quiet, when it's peaceful. It's like I always have got to do something. I don't have to do anything. I got to lean into that moment. Sometimes it's just sitting there and writing a book, or sitting there praying, or sitting there acknowledging, or making a phone call when that quiet voice say, "Call Sharon." Call Sharon and say, "Hey, Sharon, it's Anthony. I just want to say hi." Right? That's what I listen for. So on awakening, I consider my plans for the day and I follow through. And if I fall short throughout the day, I lean into my 10th step. And we ask God to direct our thinking, especially ask that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonesty, or self-seeking. So when I want to lie and get what I want, I get dishonest and self-seeking, right? And when I don't get what I want, I go into a place of self-pity. So let me tell you my story. So I won't be telling you all my story about growing up on the West Side, really poor, my mom being a prostitute, right? And then being murdered. And then me have, so today is not self-pity. I can tell you that story and know that it was a gift from God. It was a total gift from God for me to show up in this world a different way. So I don't see my life as self-pity anymore. I don't have to walk out the door and create a story around who I am today. I'm comfortable with who I am, who I have become to be, this young man. So I have no self-seeking motives when it shows when I come up to you all. It has me lean into the tradition 11. This to like when I think about step 11, I lean into tradition 11. This tradition is the constant and practical reminder that a person with ambition has no place in Alcoholics Anonymous. Like I have my personal ambition has no place in Alcoholics Anonymous. So I don't have to lie and get dishonest. Here's the benefit I get out of that. Under these conditions, we can employ our mental faculties, which insurance for after all, God has given us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is clear of the wrong motives. When I think about the ninth step and my behaviors and how I have to show up, my thought life, those two words, when I think about my thought life today, it's freaking amazing. My thought life today, my brain works. That time that I spent sitting down and being by myself, January 8th, I started at Arizona State University. I'm in school where I'm writing theses and I'm learning. This is what God prepared me to do. So these quiet times and these quiet moments, now I spend those 4 and 5 hours writing papers, reviewing papers. Learning words like historical and different words I never said in my life and know what they mean. And I get to sit down and put pen to paper. Alcoholics Anonymous taught me how to put pen to paper. And on step 11, I'm in tradition 11, when I go back into this, on almost every news front, the man and woman of this press have attached themselves to us as friends. The people in the world gravitate to who you are, Anthony, today, not because you're Mr. AA or you're the AA police or you got the right answers or you know how to speak this program. It's because I tapped into this inner source, this God, this power that's so almighty that has given me all of these gifts to show up differently and to watch myself on a daily basis. And it gives me another prayer. It says, here we ask God for inspiration and intuitive thought and decision. Like my intuitiveness shows up. I think when it's not when that something happens on the inside, my defects are flaring up and I need to watch out because I just did something wrong. That's when that twist happened on the inside. Huh. I don't have to have that happen because I sit back and I take my time. And the gift is I get to relax and take it easy. And I don't get to struggle throughout the day because I practice the principles throughout my day. I seek and seek out this God of my understanding. And I lean into this work of Alcoholics Anonymous has given me because the beauty of it all is what used to be a hunch or occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of my mind from watching and my behavior and showing up. I'm not a saint in Alcoholics Anonymous. This just gives me tools on how to show up. Coming in here at 18, I hear people say there was no book on how to be human. This gave me a book on how to live in a society and show up in the world that God created for me and other people, and not be stressed. I get to relax. And it shows me this true warning. Being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God is probable that we are going to be inspired by all things. We might pay for this presumption and all sort of serves an action idea. Yes, sometimes I go on a spree, right? I will go on a spree. Sex, porn, lying, cheating, stealing, but I get to watch for that, right? I get to stop that in the moment. And the only thing that gets me through this, I get to cut through that with prayer and meditation. I get to make a phone call. Today, it doesn't happen as often because I got something else to lean into. I got people like you in my life. And nevertheless, we find that our thinking will let time pass, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. So there's something I gotta do. We come to rely upon it. We usually conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. Yeah, I got a lot of problems that show up. but I know how to handle them today. I respond to them in a way in which, am I willing to? Yes. Do I have to? No. Is it that important that my opinion shows up in this? Nah, let it go. And I move on. I get to move on, and I ask, especially from freedom from my self-will, and careful to make no requests for ourselves or others. We may ask ourselves, however, if others will be helped. We are careful never to pray for our own selfish ends. So what I do now is I pray for my daughter and her mom that they get everything they need and want. And I pray for the people in Alcoholics Anonymous. I have a friend today who always talking smack, talking down to me about the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, the way I practice it. But I pray that he gets this program the way that I get it. Right? I pray for the brothers and sisters who struggle today. I need to talk about, I have a friend who committed suicide and put a gun in his head. And I got to respect the fact that he didn't want to be here anymore. And people were saying it was because he was his alcoholism took over. I talked to him for a long time, and he was tired the night we were on the phone. And I get that, and I'm honored that I was the person he chose, him and his God, to find him, to love him, to be a part of his life. So all of those moments and times where I got to sit back and meditate, I didn't know that I was being prepared for something, another gift in life. When you're prepared for these unwanted gifts, you get the opportunity to show up for people in the world in a whole different way, which is miraculous, is one of the most beautiful things in the world. If circumstances warrant, we ask our wiser friends to join us in morning meditation. I send out a gratitude list if it's not early in the morning and it's at night, because I want my people in my life to know how grateful I am for this remarkable gift of life that I get. Today, my story is not sad. It's not sad. Where I come from doesn't make me alcoholic. What makes me a recovered alcoholic is the opportunity I get to practice these principles and to live out this 11th step in my life, right? It says, quick to see where religious people are right. My grandmother loved the Bible, and I desired what she wanted and what she had when she talked to her God, because things showed up. I didn't know that this praying woman, like she was a praying woman, and somehow she knew in her lifetime here that I will be all right, that I would find this place with people like you, who would teach me how to love and how to find that God that she trusted, believed, and relied on. So when I meet people, I meet Mormons, I meet Jehovah's Witnesses, I meet the man on the street preacher, and I meet all these beautiful women who know the Bible, who know about the Chronicle Sun and all of this stuff. I know nothing about that. What I do know is, it is a powerful piece in this world, and whatever they're after, it looks amazing to me. And I am so grateful they got the opportunity to show me what that looks like, because they show up differently. They're beautiful people, right? As we go through our day, we pause when we are agitated and doubtful. I can tell you, my daughter called me and she wants stuff. She's 19. In my mind, she ain't mine. God hooked me up. Now he said, I tell God, this is your child. It was never belonged. She never belonged to me, right? He gave me the opportunity to be a father and be responsible. So when she calls me and she wants something, it's agitating because she's 19. But here's the beauty of it. God has prepared me with everything I need to give her, so she does not have to experience what I experienced. Like, she doesn't get to repeat that generational curse because God prepared me and gave me people like you, right? I ask for the right thought and action, and I take that action and I show up for her in the best way that I can. This is what the 11th step does for me. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show, and we humbly say to ourselves many times each day, Thy will be done. When I can't take care of something for her, I wasn't supposed to. That was not my responsibility. So I will not bring unmanageability back into my life when it's supposed to be quiet. My responsibility is to just give her direction and let God take the course, right? And here's the beauty I get out of that. We are then in much less danger or excitement, fear, anger, worry, or self-pity or foolish decision. We become much more efficient. I am able to function throughout the day because I'm not taking on something that's not mine. I'm not trying to do God's work today. I'm really not. I'm sitting back and letting him do his business. And when he pulls me in, I show up. I used to tell him to sit on the sidelines and let me do this, and then I'll call you when I'm finished, or it's not working for me. Today, I sit back and let him handle it. I let him handle it, and it is amazing. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. That's way back in the third step, trying to run the show. See, I come from a place where I put on shows and direct things and I manage people. However, there's a place for that. And when God is doing his work, it's not my responsibility to get in the way because my foolishness will cause chaos. The way I want to make it happen, that's way back in step three because they're not lining up. They're not speaking right in the meeting. Look at your hair. Look how you showed up here. All of that comes into place. And then I am scrutinizing and penalizing people for being who they are in Alcoholics Anonymous, right? As we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves, right back at step three, I wanted to go my way. It is really not my way. It is the way that it is laid out. And I am not in control of that, right? It works, it really does. This program really works in my life. Coming from where I came from and being here 32 years does not give me the answer. What gives me the answer to Alcoholics Anonymous is when I get humble and say, I don't know, and I am still willing to do the work. That's where I get my answers from. That's where I get my true answers from. And it tells me we alcoholics are undisciplined. I am a heartbreaker, I break people hard. I am undisciplined. I am unwelcoming at times. But the traditions and the steps keep me in line to welcome people in my life, to let them know that they belong and they do not have to change who they are to belong. And I get results by crafting this work. And there's a joy in all of this. There's a true joy in Alcoholics Anonymous. So we let God discipline us in a simple way we have just outlined in this book. There's a solution and more actions. I'm sorry, simply way we have just outlined, but this is not all. There is an action and more action. Faith is work without faith, without works is dead. I learned that from my grandmother, and I learned that if I don't have faith in step three, in step three, that I can die. And if I do not do step 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis, that I can go back out there. And it might not be me drinking and drugging. And it might not be me putting a bullet in my head. It might be me walking into an ocean and not coming back because my mind tells me that's the way out when things are not going the way I want them to. The next chapter talks about working with others. And I think this step 11, gives me that opportunity to work with other people. And when I look at tradition 11, my attraction to Alcoholics Anonymous draw people in because they see the program working in my life. You guys, thank you for allowing me to share today. I really appreciate this opportunity. I'm Anthony, I'll keep coming back.